Shane McAlaton is here with It Says in the Papers.
The fallout from Friday's unprecedented scenes in the White House continues to dominate coverage. There are extensive reports on the summit hosted by the UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer yesterday. The Irish Sun describes it as a war summit. It reports that European leaders at the summit vowed to join a new coalition of the willing to defend Ukraine in a new military alliance to guarantee Ukraine's future. Many of the papers report on the conclusions of the summit. The Irish Times editorial summarises it as keeping military aid flowing to Ukraine, engage more deeply with the United States while insisting that Ukraine be at the table, and to develop that coalition of the willing. Several papers report that Ireland is expected to contribute hundreds of millions of euro to the new security guarantee. There's no consensus this morning on what the final contribution will be. The Irish Daily Mail reports that with the EU looking to set up a 20 billion euro fund, our government's contribution will run to 750 million. The Times puts the figure at 400 million. The Irish Examiner's editorial says that the visit of the Taoiseach to the White House next week takes on an increased order of difficulty after what it describes as the staged ambush of Mr. Zelensky. The paper says Mr. Martin is seasoned enough to play the role in which he's cast, but he may face provocative questions about Ireland's tax regime, the balance of trade, and the EU's attitude to technology companies. Many of those questions will come from the reporters in the room. The role of the White House press pool in triggering Friday's onslaught is pointed to by the Daily Mail. It details how reporter Brian Glenn peppered Mr. Zelensky with questions about why he was not wearing a suit. Did he even own a suit? The Examiner warns the Taoiseach that while he is unlikely to fail the wardrobe test, he must beware the pack of attack dogs that are now invited into proceedings as part of the DC press corps. There's much space given this morning to plans by the government to change the so-called triple lock system that governs Ireland's conduct of overseas peacekeeping missions. The Star reports that draft legislation to remove it will be brought to Cabinet tomorrow by Taoiseach, Minister for Foreign Affairs and Defence, Simon Harris. There's been a lot of talk in recent days about the country's defences, moving to levels of Ambition 2 or Ambition 3 and aspiring to base a force of jet fighters at Shannon. Well, the Examiner brings the conversation down to earth, or rather to water, with a scathing report on the state of the naval service. Defence correspondent Sean O'Riordan describes how a litany of mishaps is dogging the naval service and that an exodus of experienced personnel is resulting in more frequent accidents and vital equipment not functioning. Many of the papers have coverage of what the Star reports was a horror weekend on the roads. The paper's lead story describes how marathon runner Anila Mukaj was struck down and killed as she was out running with pals in Tralee yesterday morning. The paper says this came after two young men lost their lives following a road collision in County Donegal. Finally, the Times and the Independent report on a cautionary tale for anybody contemplating upgrading their house insulation. The Independent reports that Clive Ryan of Kilnamana in West Dublin got a government grant to fit external insulation on his semi-detached home. The Times reports Mr. Ryan spent €16,000 on the wraparound cladding installed by a registered provider in 2018. South Dublin County Council has now warned him that he must remove the insulation or face prison or a €5,000 fine because it does not meet planning regulations. The Times reports that Mr. Ryan was twice turned down for retention planning permission. He's quoted as saying, "If I'd known this at the start, I would never have gone near it. It has knocked us for six."
Shane McAlaton.